brown skin girls.
Copper tone, oh, you copyright infringement.
Her skin is caramel with the cocoa eyes.
Damn, she's fun. I think I add the R-E in front of that.
Brown sugar, babe. How do you feel?
I'm serious. I'm serious.
Hey y'all, welcome back to the Brown Girl Hour. It's your girl T and KC.
Yes, yes.
We're about here to bring it to you like we always do with some interesting stuff to talk about.
Yes. Although you were missed, happy to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you. I was down, man down situation. It was a man down situation, but she's back.
Yes, she is.
She's back in full effect.
Yes.
Ready to talk to my peoples.
Yes. Yes, yes. Yes.
So, came across this article that a family member of mine had posted on Facebook, and it was titled, "Why the Hell Am I Still Dating Black Women?" And I immediately got a little frustrated because I saw the picture of the brother. So mm-hmm. My first assumption was like, is this fool really asking this? And putting it out there? Like, is he really?
Right.
You know,
titled so perfectly.
Is he really asking that question? Which I can kind of laugh at myself because, you know, I might be asking myself the same damn thing. Like, why am I dating black men? But that's another story. That's another story, y'all. I'm just joking. I'm just in a space. That's all. But started reading the article. And basically the premise of this article is a young man sitting in the barbershop, a black barbershop,
yes,
where it's mostly black clients. Yes. And he describes this outside of the barbershop is where a lot of black women are hanging out, dressed to impress and hoping to catch
a man
hanging out outside the barbershop. I'm like, where they do that at?
Right.
Like,
what city is this?
Yeah. Like, I've never gone by a barbershop and seen that. But I mean, I don't go by barbershop. I'm not paying attention. Maybe I was in the wrong places and shit. Is that where you meet men at the barbershop?
Right. Like, maybe they know some shit we don't.
But apparently these black women are hanging out in front of the barbershop, and a customer walks in, guy customer, with his white girlfriend. And when she walks by, she gets all the and the eye rolls from the sisters. And then when she walks into the barbershop, she gets mad love from the brothers, right? Or at least, you know, visual love.
Right. Like,
they're mind humping her.
Right.
You know, he describes her as apparently might be having a little body back there, a little donkey.
Mm-hmm.
And so the customer comes over, and the girl and her dude walks over to Ibrahim, I believe is his name.
Yes.
He wrote the article. And she's, you know, greets Ibrahim because she knows him. They've hung out before. And she asks him, you know, why are you still single? You know, you're a good dude. Why aren't you married? And, you know, basically then blurts like, why are you still dating black women if you want a quality relationship?
Wow.
Yeah, yes. She said that.
Wow.
Yes. That's the first wow. Like, who is this heifer? Somebody get this heifer right here.
Now.
Right here, somebody get this heifer real quick. Because did she just ask one of our men? Which, at this point in the game, who you date is who you date. But, bitch, did you just ask our man why is he dating us? And was not playing.
Right.
And proceeds to give her understanding, her in-depth understanding of black women
and why we're a problem
and why he should be reconsidering, and starts offering up some of her homegirls.
Yes.
Like,
I got one that would be perfect for you
from another race, right? And just some of the, but there are a lot of things wrong with this article aside,
yes,
from old girl asking a brother why is he still dating black women. But some of the things she said,
yes,
you know, about us, about our attitudes. She described it as like, they're always, you know, are they always on their period? How we carry ourselves to our weaves and our ratchet behavior.
We disrespect our race all the time. We have a constant sister girl attitude.
The sister girl attitude, periods nonstop, bipolar.
They baby you. They constantly correct you.
We are black women are completely fake hair, makeup, nails, ass. Even when she's being nice, she's only doing that to hide her anger.
We want to be the man and wear the pants in the relationship. Mm-hmm.
We treat our men like we're their mothers. Baby you.
Right.
I call it pampering and catering.
Right.
But all right.
Never want to do fun things like snorkeling with dolphins or whitewater rafting.
Because we can't get our hair wet.
Yeah, we can't get our nappy hair wet.
Always mugging and frowning for no reason. We rarely, if ever, smile.
Mm-hmm.
And she being the black woman, the brown girls.
Yes.
Only smiles when she's really mad or upset about something, which is psycho. So we're only smiling to masquerade our anger.
Right.
I just got ready to say, like, shit, the ones I know ain't even trying to hide their anger. When we're mad, you don't know. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But all right.
This one really got me. We are extremely undomesticated. We can't cook, clean, wash clothes, and have no intention to make a house or cater to a man.
Right.
No desire at all.
Boom. But when I was reading this, she got that shit from somewhere.
Yes.
And unfortunately, she gets that shit from us, because this is the type of stuff we say about each other. This is the type of stuff our men have said about us.
Yes.
And so she's being that she's with a black man. She's hearing it from him.
Right.
And here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with him being with a white girl.
At all.
At all. Not at all. What is wrong is the type of chick he's with.
Right.
The type of woman. And the fact that he, as a black man, allows her to be disrespectful
of his women. And the thing is, that for me is the bigger problem.
Yes.
It's not even her. It's him.
It's him. Because you got her standing in the middle of a black barbershop in front of all these black men.
Talking this shit.
About black women that she don't know nothing about other than what you've told her.
Yeah. That's the kind of brother that will say, oh, I don't date black women anymore. Yeah. I only date white women.
Because you have one black chick do you wrong.
Right.
You know, like, we've all got hurt, you know, by somebody. Somebody has done this, but you can't attribute that to everybody.
Right. But the moment you cut yourself off from any one group of people, particularly your own, that's a sign of, dare I say it, illness.
Yeah. You got a problem with yourself.
Yeah.
You got a problem with yourself if you think that the issues you dealt with in a relationship were because of the person's race or ethnicity. You got it fucked up.
Right.
Right there from get-go.
Right.
Particularly if you start having the same problems in the different relationships and you think it's because it's the woman's race, maybe it's your ass.
Right.
You know,
you are the constant.
You are the common denominator. Exactly. In that. It's not that they're both black.
No.
It's the common denominator. And then too, I think also, the images that are perpetuated on TV.
Yeah. They push this.
They push it. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that just fueled the fire on this chick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Fueled the fire. Like, she walked in thinking, like, you know, all those black women are out there angry, and the women have all rolled their eyes. And when she walked in, you know, one of them hadn't hit it before, and they like, here come that nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It had nothing to do with you.
Might be quite likely. Right. That situation. You know what I mean?
If they've been hanging out in front of the barbershop
all this time.
They got lucky at some point that they keep coming back. Yeah. So they probably done took something down.
Yeah.
But I just find it crazy, the boldness of this woman to come into a barbershop and ask these questions and throw this out and say it so, like, boldly.
And that's just because the brother she's with got her pumped up like that, which is really why you need to be careful. Because you could be living dangerously right now. Like, don't be so high off your own supply.
How about that?
Even if he don't have no common sense, you need to have some
common sense.
And what's great about it is, what really makes this article so wonderful is that the brother who she's talking to turns it right back on.
Yes.
To her. And it is not only gratifying.
It's a relief.
It is.
It's a relief.
Yeah.
I don't even know this brother. And I'm like, thank you.
No, because any black woman that reads this definitely did a big waiting to exhale.
Ooh,
thank you, brother.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And he goes in to say, he asked her, he said, do you ever question how Gus, her husband, can talk down so much about women of his own race when his own mother is a black woman? And how can you as a woman acquiesce to your husband's slandering of other women, no matter their race?
Right.
And how can you talk shit about black women and call yourself a real black, a real father, bruh? You have children by black women. Your own daughter is a black woman.
Hmm.
You know, and so she turns into a conversation. I love black culture. I plan on giving birth to mixed black babies with him. My husband is a strong black man. I love everything about his culture. And she said, brother said, just because you choose to only date black men does not mean you love black culture.
Then he goes on to say, you love black dick.
Let's just be honest.
We all do. So. Yeah.
And he goes on to say so many wonderful
things and
things about black women and just strong-minded women in general. Right. And to acknowledge that there is a weakness to brothers that have a problem with women who are strong.
Yes.
And the part that he brings home, Toria, oh, can I get this on? Get this on t-shirts and then put brown girl on the back.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Iron sharpens iron.
Yes. Iron sharpens iron. Like we complement each other.
Right. A man wants his woman to be as strong as him because that makes him stronger.
Yes.
She represents him. She reflects
him. She's a reflection of him. Even it says it in the Bible, yeah. Your wife is a reflection of you.
Her strength is his.
Yes. And I love it because he is embracing the strong black woman. Yes. The strong black woman who gets beat up.
So beat up. Yeah.
Because she's misunderstood or not understood at all.
Right.
You know?
Or not cared about enough to be
enough.
Understood.
You know, like walk in our stilettos, please.
Or our flip flops.
Yes. Or our flip flops, because in Cali we get down in our tank top jeans and flip flops.
Yes.
In February.
Right.
But just love us for who we are and stop acting like that beautiful creature known as black woman. Is something bad and evil. Like,
yeah. Or even out to get you.
Out to get you. Or she's angry. Yes, we all get angry.
Yeah. You know, go ahead and I'm sorry.
The fact when I was making the point of walk in our shoes, like you take brokenheartedness, single mom, failed relationships, failed family relationships, the constant reminder that you're not the ideal beauty.
Right.
Everything that a black woman lives on a daily basis, just as a black woman, yet she still shows up.
All the time.
She still shows up. But for some reason, it's like we're just misunderstood.
Right.
Completely misunderstood.
Right.
You know, we're combated against one another. So you tell us all, you know, what we are and what we aren't. Then you break us apart. You know, and yes, some of us allow it, but I don't know exactly the quote that Malcolm X made, but he made a quote saying that the most unloved and unprotected woman is the black woman, or the most unloved and unprotected person in society is the black woman.
Yeah, we are.
And it's so true, you know, and so to have this brother speak up and say basically that he can appreciate a black woman just as she is.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't have to lose her strength. She doesn't have to put a lid on her smart mouth.
No.
You know, there's a difference between sassy and smart and disrespectful. And I don't know, brother's like, I'm tired of seeing her roll her eyes. And I love he said they're passionate.
Right. You know? Not crazy.
Yeah, that's not crazy. I mean, there are some that are crazy.
Yeah.
Right? But they come in all colors.
That's not.
Yeah, that's not black. Black people. Crazy comes in all colors.
And I like the fact that he said weak does not equal submissive.
Right. It does not. Right.
Like, if you understand the submission of a strong woman, you don't even understand what you have by your side. I would hope brothers understand what they have by their side if they have a woman who is strong and willing to submit.
Yes.
To you in a relationship, who does not have a problem with the word submit, because she understands that she's your equal.
Right.
And she understands what that word means in the context of the relationship and of her being a woman and you being a man.
Yes. And I love the point he brought up also about, as men, don't weigh your value and weigh your manhood off, or judge your manhood, or compare your manhood, or equate your manhood to how much she listens to you.
Right.
And how strong she is.
Right.
Like, if she did not listen, that doesn't mean you're less of a man.
No.
And you got to walk into that relationship knowing and believing you are a man. And there's nothing that woman should be able to do to take your manhood away from you.
Yeah.
Now, are there some women that can do that?
Yes.
Yes. But as a man, as a man, you need to be able to recognize that and leave her alone.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's just that plain and simple.
Yeah.
But I just found this article. Like you said, I think the best part was him bringing it home. Because like I said, when I first saw the title of it, I was like, no, this fool didn't.
Right.
No, he didn't.
Right.
You know, I think at this point we all are accepting of, you know, there is no color to love.
Right.
You know, I think the problem that most of us have and will agree upon is when a person feels like they have to exclude a whole race of people.
Yes. Yes.
And basically put it out there like black women aren't worthy of love. We can't be loved and we can't receive love. And right. we don't know how to love.
Right.
And at the end of the day, every black woman I know has loved hard.
Yeah.
Every single black woman I know has loved hard. And this is how you know you got a bad one on your side. She ain't telling everybody how dirty your ass has been to her. And she's still there.
Yeah, she still loves you.
She still loves. There's some woman that done put up with some major stuff and ain't said nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she just broken and dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when she outbursts, we crazy.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Sassy.
And the thing about it, what I love in this article is that this does seem to happen to us at a disproportionate amount. But here's why. He went through several different races of men that date exclusively outside their race. A lot of white men, a lot of Asian men, you know, and vice versa. The women themselves will choose to date exclusively outside of their race. So we're not the only ones broken right. in this manner.
Right.
I guess the challenge is, it seems like every other group of women might have a surplus of people picking them up.
Right.
And we don't.
Right.
It's not a whole lot of people checking, or it doesn't appear to be as many men checking for black women. Although television is trying to twist that up
right.
and show a different side of things. But there doesn't seem to be yeah. as many options available.
And
to
why
black
would
women.
They be if we're painted, or there's this portrait of us as being just like fucked up?
Right.
Because that's pretty much how we're. And we are not all like that,
right.
you know, like we are not.
Right.
You know, so what? She's sassy. So what? I got a quick tongue. You
right.
know, that doesn't mean he said, you know, a strong minded woman can submit, you know, and not testing you. Like, let me see if you're strong enough. But if your tongue is quick, I assure you, if she loves you and respects who you are, she can tone it down.
Yeah.
And there are times where her tongue needs to be quick.
Right.
Sometimes she needs to line bitches up that are being disrespectful to you that you don't see coming.
This is true.
You need a soldier on your side, yeah. a warrior.
And like, we can see that shit sometime before you do. Brothers.
Right, because y'all ain't looking.
But I also think too, brothers, and I love black men so much. Some black men misunderstand leadership and what that means.
Mm-hmm. Right.
True alpha brothers just move with a type of confidence that doesn't require them to grandstand
right.
or need other males in the room to approve
of that
or co-sign on what they're doing.
And real women can see that a mile
away. You know what yes. I'm saying? The loudest dude in the room is not always the strongest dude in the room.
Absolutely
usually
not.
He's not.
He's not.
He's putting right. on a show, and you got to yes. ask yourself why.
Yes, the flashiest dude in the room
yeah.
is not the strongest dude in the room.
Right. And trying to show control over a woman where she'll just do what you say just makes you look weak because she's weak.
Pretty much.
I'm not impressed by that. Y'all can't come to me as a couple on no business shit. Not
right.
Why would I trust y'all?
Right. Because y'all both weak.
Right. You tell her what to do and the moves you asking her to make ain't that kosher.
Yeah.
So.
And why would you want me to co-sign on everything
thing
that you
do? How right? will we grow?
Like, yeah, I mean, I think too, the last part of his article really, for me, is him talking to sisters. There's, I don't know if he was directly talking to sisters. It can be directly to sisters when we need to hear that there are some black men out here who do still love and adore us and respect us.
Right.
And there are black men who have dated or who are dating or married to non-black women, and they still love and respect black women.
Right.
I know them personally, you know, who still have nothing but positive things to say.
Right.
But I think also it's a good piece for brothers just to understand that we respect y'all.
Right.
You know, we ride or die with y'all.
Yeah.
Till the wheels fall off.
We love y'all in a way that, you know what, and I have to go and quote our good friend Joy Mae Harris on this one. When we did our first podcast for a roundtable of black women. And she said, and I'll never forget this line. She said, nobody can understand the black man's peril the same way a black woman can. Right. Nobody can.
Right.
Nobody knows what your experience is like but us, because we live in the same experience. Right. It's part of the reason why we can't get along.
Right. Right. And why we are so passionate about it, and why we fight you so. We fight you as hard as we love you.
Right.
You know, and we're not saying you have to put up with the woman that's just completely, you know, gone off her rocket.
Right.
No. But just give us a break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stand up for us.
Right. Because you want us to do that for you.
Yes.
And we will.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
We do.
You know what I mean? You ain't very rarely. And I haven't seen it. And I'm sure some listener is going to be like, oh, no, it happened to me.
Right.
And there's always an exception to the rule.
Yes.
I have never been in the company of a room of black women or a group of black women sitting to white men bashing black men.
No, never.
You know, now some of them might overhear somebody at the table saying niggas ain't shit.
Right.
You know, but even still, there's a difference between a nigga and a black man.
Yes.
There is a difference.
That is a difference.
So if she's calling you a nigga, that might mean you got some niggadom in you.
Right.
You know, or she might just be off her rocket. But a real black woman can recognize a real black man and sees him as such and calls him as such.
Yes.
Black man, my black man, our black man. But we do need y'all to stand up for us, protect us, be patient with us. I remember Kim telling me, you know, when I was saying I was seeing someone, she's like, be patient with him. And we require the same thing. We require the same patience. Be patient with each other.
Yes.
You know, we don't have to marry each other. I mean, it's, you never know, you know,
right.
Like this brother said, love has no color.
Right.
And I'm 100% behind that.
Yes.
What I'm not behind is degrading and demeaning us. And not just that, not protecting us and standing up for us and speaking positively of us. And if, you know, be patient.
You know,
because you never know what you don't know the power of your words as black men.
Yeah. And what difference that will make. Because if you're in a situation where somebody is talking shit about us, you need in that moment to remember all the ones that you've come across that are not fucked up. I'm sure, I would hope for most black men, that number outweighs the fucked up ones that you've dealt with. If you got to go to mama, aunties, grandma,
somebody
somewhere has been hurt by that person or irritated by that person. And you, based on your relationship, would not call that person fucked up or a bitch or any of that.
Right. And then too, like, speak to that sister. You never know what impact your words might have.
Right.
When you just let her know, like, that's not beautiful. You know, you're more than that. I mean, even down to something that's simple, just about a week ago, I was out with a friend and I had a lot on my mind. So I guess while I'm walking, it's a big festival, joyous occasion. And I had shit on my mind. So it was clearly in my face. And I walked by this brother and he was like, smile. And I didn't take it as him flirting. I took it as this black man looked me dead in my face and was like, I don't know what you're going through, but ain't no need for you to be walking around looking like that. Mm-hmm. Smile. That's the power of the black man's word.
And that's love.
That's love. I don't know him. I didn't stop. I don't even remember what the brother looked like. I don't recall him being fine. None of that. It was just a black man that reminded me right there and then, like, in this very moment, enjoy what's around you and smile. Mm-hmm. Like, watch what you're putting out there. He didn't say all of that. He just said smile.
Wow.
He didn't ask for my number. He didn't stop. Nothing. It was just that. And I say all of that so that black men hear it from a real black woman, a solid black woman. I am no anomaly at whatsoever. I can go pull more women like me. We love and respect who you are. And all we're asking is that you give us the same back.
Yes.
You know, give us that and give it to us in your actions.
Right.
Through your actions.
Yes.
You know, protect me. Speak up for me. Stop saying I'm all those things. Stop basing the last chick you were with, making her speak for all black women and represent all black women. Because it's not okay.
No, it's not.
It's not.
We're as different as you can get one to the other.
Yeah. And we have to do the same thing as black women. You know, speak life into our black men. Speak over our black men. Support our black men.
Yes.
Be patient with our black men. It's all possible. But I look to the brothers. Y'all are the leaders.
Yeah.
You know, people are listening to y'all because they ain't really listening to us.
Yeah.
You know, they've already written us off as the weave wearing, ratchet, angry, only wearing a smile because she plotting to come and cut your car up.
Right. Twerking.
Twerking, you know. And then, speaking of, own up to some shit. Sometimes that shit was warranted.
Right.
Sometimes that attitude, that anger that you see from her, her flipping a lid every once in a while, sometimes that shit's warranted. You know it.
Yeah. You did something that you knew with that could bring that reaction out of her.
Yeah, because she turned the other cheek. Yes. But, you know, I'm telling you, I'm a gangster.
Yeah.
I ain't always ready to turn the other cheek.
But something that Toria said just right now, back to leadership. Brothers, leadership doesn't always mean you do this because that's what I need you to do right now. Leadership is showing us where you want to take it. Watching you all work together, hearing you all say things about us in regards to what you're looking for, what you want from us in terms of support, right, what you're willing to work toward with us. Right. That kind of attitude and showcasing. And let me even take it even lower than that. You see a black woman on the street, you smile and you say hi. You greet the sister just because she is a black woman. You don't look at her and pretend like you don't see her.
Right.
You don't ignore her, because that's that public lack of acknowledgement, lack of support, showcase of I don't care. Because you don't have to know me.
Right.
You don't have to know me at all. We share an experience just because we share, because of what we look like. Yeah. Because you look at me and see me and acknowledge what you see, we have a shared experience because the world looks at us that way.
And we're looking for you to do that. We're looking for you to lead us. And this is where the issue comes. When you fail to do so, we're disappointed. And disappointment comes out in anger and bitterness and fighting, our loss of trust, our loss of faith in you, our loss of hope in you.
Yes.
We are looking for you to do that. Not because we're looking for you to validate us, but in some ways, like,
it's high, it's community.
Yeah. You know, like, that's, you are that to us.
Yes. You mean something to us.
You are that to us.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, when I read articles like that, I laugh because that comes from within.
Yeah.
You know, yes, a lot of this crap on TV and the reality shows that we see, yes, perpetuate that. But a lot of it is perpetuated just from ourselves.
You know?
And I'm so glad the brother spoke up, you know, because like you say, reading the article, you like, what? Like, who's going to check this? Oh,
right.
Here? Like, so who's going to check her?
Right. Who's going to set her straight right now versus sitting in here grinning?
Right. You know, mesmerized by the fact that the white girl has a butt.
Right.
Miss me on that. And it reminds me of like the Kanye and Kim situation, you know, but he's a broken brother out there looking for some validation.
Yeah.
And so we know the Kardashian clan, they validate, you know, if you got paper, you can get validated.
Yeah.
And that's what they live to do. You look at the men, or at least the men that have been on that show, they have the similar stories. Lamar Odom, you know, well, Lamar and Kanye don't, but the fact that she got Kanye at a point where his mother's gone and now he's lost. He doesn't have anybody who's guiding him. That one person that meant the world to him and that he looked to grow is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he's missing something. He's lacking something.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Lamar, missing something, you know, didn't have his mother in his life. His dad was a drug addict. So they get these men that are broken.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, when anybody's broken, whether you're black, white, male or female, your vision ain't always
correct. Right. Wealthy or not.
Right. And then if you are broken and also looking for some validation and some acceptance, because they both in that situation, I think Lamar Odom and Kanye both are looking for acceptance. And let's not get it twisted that just because they're celebrities and they've got the money that they feel accepted, that they will gravitate to a type of woman who will tell them that she's better than the rest.
Right.
Or they'll fall for the okey-doke.
Right.
You know? And I do believe, you know, I don't know, cause I only know these people from TV like y'all. So I don't know, like, you know,
right,
sitting here talking like I hang out with them, but I really don't.
No, but still.
But still, you know, I do get, you know, that Chloe really cared about Lamar. But the difference, I think, with black women, we're built in a different sense of what we will put up with and what we're willing to put up with. And, yeah, she tried to be as supportive as she could with him when it comes to his drugs and alcohol problem and him going into rehab, but she just wasn't equipped.
Yeah.
you know, she just wasn't equipped to. And I'm not saying sisters have to put up with that in their relationships, because everybody has a breaking point as
right,
well.
Right.
But I just feel like because we know each other's struggles,
right,
we handle it differently.
We do.
We handle it differently. Mm-hmm. You know, we were, because we know each other's struggles. You
and
know,
usually in that situation, you need family strength behind you.
Yeah.
And our community, We're just better equipped to deal with that sort of circumstance. Yeah. Sad to say, but it's not that other people don't have, actually not just us, because other people have their issues with drug
like
addiction.
That, right.
But I don't think that family
right
has dealt with
a
that
Kardashian,
situation.
A Kardashian right. was not equipped
right.
for the son of a crackhead.
Yeah.
And I'm not being funny.
It's
but,
just that
you
is
know,
what
he's
it
a
is.
Son. He's an orphaned son of an alcoholic dad and a drug addicted mother.
Right.
The Kardashians weren't equipped for that. And I'm not saying every black person is equipped for that.
Right.
And not every person wants to deal with that.
Right.
But I say that so that brothers do understand that we are totally capable of loving you. We are not all that you are, not even you. We are not all that is being perpetuated out there. And those of you that believe that and are basing it on your interactions with a few women that have been that way, you're so wrong.
Yeah.
So wrong.
And some of the stuff that is on TV, you know, I have to remind myself, they edit this shit. I know for a fact, there's so much of these people's relationships we don't get a chance to see. They just take parts of their relationship and craft a story based right. on how they want to do it. You know, this is a totally separate subject, but I wish black people had the strength of mind to use something like reality TV, really to pimp it. And not get so caught up in it, but understand these motherfuckers just want to see us act this way.
Like,
and this isn't
like
who
queens.
We are, but fine. If we're going to do it, you're going to pay the shit out of us. And we're going to do all kind of crazy shit as far as boosting the community. It's about to be stupid
right.
how successful all black people are about to be.
Right. But no, we're still stuck in that buffoonery, you know, the 2014 buffoonery and coonery.
Oh, we get caught up in it.
Right. The new minstrel slogan
yeah.
about that life.
Exactly. But we believe it this time.
About that life, that dumb stuff.
Yeah. But you know what, you guys? Check this article out. It is called... This is what I get for logging off of shit.
Let me see if I can pull it up. Bear with this,
yeah,
y'all.
Here it is.
I said be patient.
Why the hell am I still dating black women on realnewspaper.wordpress.com? So I'm guessing this is this brother's blog. And his name is Ibrahim Asim.
And he light-skinned it, y'all. Okay. This is a light-skinned brother talking up for us. If this is the true picture of him, he looks kind of young. It looked like his prom picture.
Look at the picture. There's another picture at the bottom, I think, of him and his mother.
Oh, let me see. Or maybe his bobcat, his cool.
Okay, that very well could be.
Okay, wait. You said at the bottom there's a picture?
Mm-hmm. Go all the way to the bottom.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He light-skinned it, y'all. Okay. It's a light-skinned brother sticking up for us. Hey, because y'all know.
Right.
Somebody out there mad, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Those that know to know, y'all know what I'm talking about. It's a light-skinned brother talking about loving black women. Yes. He look young, y'all. I don't know. Ibrahim might just get it for scum. He might just get it. Yes. But I don't know if he's listening, but. If you are,
holla at us.
Yes, and thank you.
Yes,
thank
brother.
Thank you.
We would love to chat with you. We're going to send you a copy of this podcast.
Yes, we are. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. So let's take like a little break and let's
okay.
be spontaneous.
All right, I'm going to follow your lead.
Let's talk about the girls we want to mention this week.
Oh.
Who do we want to highlight? Just what's the first person that comes to mind for
this
you?
This might sound arrogant to y'all, but I'm going to say myself because...
I love it.
I'm going through some stuff and I'm still standing. So if I were going to highlight anybody, it'd be me this week.
Okay. I am thinking a lot about my good friend. It's two women I would like to highlight. One is my good friend, Raina. Raina just opened up her first hair salon. It's hair gallery.
Ooh.
In Larchmont, girl, called Sakai, S-E-K-A-I.
You go, girl.
Sakai Natural Hair Gallery. And what I love about Raina is she's a sweet woman. She's always been a wonderful friend to me. But when we first met, we would always talk about her having her own business and sort of this spa. And I could see it. She carries that energy of wanting to take care of people's bodies and health and making them beautiful. Right. She's always had that spirit about her. And so she opened up her shop and she had her grand opening this past Sunday. And I'm just so proud of her and I want to shout her out.
Well, shout out to anybody who's doing that.
Yes.
Chasing their dreams. When I say doing that, following their own dreams and
yes,
believing that they can and having the courage to step out on faith and do that.
Yes. And girl, I love you for doing it. And I can't wait to become a regular patron. It's going to be fun. The second is to, and this is just general black girls. I want to give a shout out to black girls / real friends. Mm-hmm. I got two phone calls this week from real friends of mine, people who I don't talk to all the time, but when we get back on, we connect.
Yes.
And we had a genuine moment of, hey, it's been a minute. I miss you. I miss our friendship. Let's check in. And I love that.
Right.
I love my sister friends that just keep it very, very real.
Yes. It's so funny that you were saying that because I was sitting here thinking like, you know, I might not want to close with just saying myself, mm-hmm. but I really did mean that. And that just came from nowhere. And you heard Kim say this was off the top of our head.
Yes.
So it wasn't planned, but that's, I do. But when you, as I was sitting here thinking like, okay, I better not just leave it at highlight myself because I'm like, she feeling herself. But which I really don't know. I really am going through something. And so what's getting me through it is feeling myself because sometimes you got to feel yourself to get through.
Yes.
But then I was thinking my sister girlfriends as well, because just laughing, thinking, you know, your friends, your real friends are your friends.
Yes.
So they'll cry with you. They'll laugh with you. They'll be honest with you. And just some of the shit, you know, they were saying in the last couple of days, I'm just like, I'm reminded, you know, that, you know, I have some good friends, crazy as hell, you know, but I'm glad they on my side, you know,
right.
And they're different. You know, I got my ride or die. That's like, what are we doing? You know, what we got to do. And I got the one that's like, okay, now, you know better than that. Right. And I'm not trying to come and get you out of jail or anything like that. Right. So please be the woman that you know you are. But shit, if you do decide to do something, can you not do it on this day? Because I got to go to work. You know, and you need that. You know, you need that. So if I'm going to highlight anyone this week, it was certainly myself, you know, and definitely, like you said, our sister friends.
Yes. And yes, we got to support each other, y'all.
We do. It's important. Good. So girls, if you got a sister friend, a ride or die, whatever you call her, because we all got crazy names for each other. just, you know, call her up and say thank you. Send her a text and say thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Touch base. Time. So many other topics. The question is, which direction should we go in for this episode?
Okay. Goodness. Kim's good at putting people on the spot because she's good at being put on the spot and just making it work. So here I am. I opened up my phone like I had something to say in here and I don't. That's how nervous she got me. Like, what can we talk about? I don't know what I'm looking for, but I do keep journals. So I'll just,
let's see. We could talk about the television show.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Let's look. I got to go back and look at our text thread.
Oh, right.
What we were talking about.
Oh, I don't know if I want to go there, but I posed the question, you know, what is appropriate behavior? You know,
mm-hmm.
when relationships fail, you know, and I think back to that, what movie was that? Waiting to Excel when, Bernie was calling the other woman and they were like, no, Loretta Devine was like, no, Bernie, no, it's stupid and it's childish. And then Robin was like, give me the number. I'll call that bitch. Who's right, ladies? Goodness, I can't remember Loretta Devine's name that movie.
But I know exactly who you're talking about. Gloria.
Gloria. So who should we be when shit does not go right?
Right.
Are we Glorias?
Are we Robins?
Are we Robins? And I think everyone would answer that differently, you know?
Are we Bernie setting shit on fire?
Right.
Or
left out. Right. You know, burning houses down. Is it appropriate or is that just crazy?
You know what? And we were having this conversation and I mentioned to you a time in the past where I had gotten my heart broken.
Right.
And I realized, Because I have had situations of wilding out before and since then. So I'm not even going to say this like this moment just changed my shit. And I was so mature from there on. Fuck that. But I had a moment where I just told the brother where he went wrong and how I couldn't believe his behavior.
Right.
And I have to say, out of all of the situations that I've experienced, whenever I've gone to that moment, as far as a response, I've gotten a better outcome, even if the outcome didn't mean we were going to still be together.
Right.
And sometimes it did.
Right.
You know, but if it didn't mean that for me, if I had made the decision, this is not going to work. Whenever I went to that reaction, the overall outcome was always better.
Okay.
It just always was.
To take the higher road and just talk it out.
I didn't give anything for that brother to leave the situation thinking anything except I fucked up.
Gotcha.
Not like, ooh, that bitch cray. I'm so glad I got away.
Right. That's a good one. And you know what? I won't say I struggle, but there's that side of me as well.
Yeah.
And I emphasize that side. That side of me that wants to walk away, you know, with you knowing that it's you, mm-hmm. you know, and it ain't about me.
Right.
And then there's that little bit of that hood chick in me that grew up and said, don't let nobody get over on you. You know?
You.
Yes. There's that little bit of that hood chick in me, that little black girl from Watts who just minded her business and enjoyed her life. But, you know, you can't get over on me. You know, you just can't. You know? And it's so sad because, you know, if you do react, like you said, it's equated as being crazy.
It is.
You know?
And it's passion is what it is.
You know, and it's that mentality. Like, don't try to screw me. You know what I mean? Like, right. It's funny because man on man, if a man feels disrespected or like somebody has tried to like get over on him, it's totally the male thing to do. To buck up and be like, hell no, you just disrespected my manhood.
Right.
But some reason the rule changes when you pit woman against man.
Yes.
And it's like, what if the woman feels disrespected? What if she feels like you just tried to get over on her? Like, what if we was doing business? What if we were the good fellas, you know, a godfather? What if she felt like that? Like, yo, you shortchanged me. Where's the rest of the money? You're stealing from me. I've given you loyalty and you're stealing. What if she feels like that? And then the only reaction, right, is to get in that ass. And
the funny thing is, okay, so last podcast roundtable.
Okay, that was out.
One of the conversations at the table was, is there anything, and Chris says I've worded this incorrect, but basically, does a woman ever do anything in a relationship that might warrant her getting hit?
Ooh.
Like, is it ever okay to hit a woman? And so we had, by the time we got down to it, and it didn't take no time at all. It was a definite consensus that no, it's not okay for a man to ever hit a woman. But you have some men that if a woman wants to fight,
that will fight her back. Yeah, you do.
Because they don't have that.
Right. They don't have that gauge. Right? And what if I don't want them to fight you? I just want to fuck some shit up.
Just want to break the shit.
Doesn't that make me crazy? Right? Oh, I probably lost some fans. She's crazy.
No,
she crazy.
Is not crazy.
But no, for real. Like, who, you know, is Robin, is Left Eye, you know, people are like, you know, Left Eye burnt that shit down.
Yeah, she did.
But I know there's some women who have felt like that.
Yeah, and the thing is, there's no saying what situation is right.
Yeah.
What you feel in that moment and how you react in that moment is totally based off of what you feel usually for the other person. Right. 'Cause that is passion. It is passion.
It's misdirected.
It is. But it is passion. You know, and in that moment, everything makes sense, even if it is irrational.
It is, you know, but I think it's kind of funny because, you know, you when you're going through stuff and
it's hard,
you know, and you have to look at what type of person you are. But I thought it was funny because I text you that like, oh, here's a topic we can talk about, you know, what is appropriate behavior? You know, I know most of the men are going to be like, oh, hell no, don't break up my car. You know, you got Jasmine Sullivan singing, I bust the windows out your car.
But I mean, how do you deem a response inappropriate to something that was inappropriate to begin with? The cause of the behavior, the reaction is prompted by something that was inappropriate.
Yes.
taking place. So one inappropriate behavior begets another inappropriate behavior. You can't get mad at somebody for going crazy and fucking shit up when they found out that they can no longer trust you. You lied them, you betrayed them.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, it's just, you know, as adults, we have to like
learn how to
mature up and take the higher road, possibly turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. But I thought it was funny. Like, what is appropriate, you know? Do you burn the houses down? Do you?
It's a good question.
You know? Because y'all lying if y'all ain't never felt like setting some shit on fire.
Yeah, and brothers can't say that they haven't felt that way either. A brother that's really given his heart to a sister and got his feelings hurt.
Yeah, he might feel the
you
same
lose
way.
It too.
Although, but see, if a brother came and busted my windows, I'd be like, you're such a bitch. I ain't gonna lie. If my man got mad at me and busted my windows out.
You can't be my man no more. But you do have to fix these windows.
Yeah, like, that was a bitch move. Like, you know that was a bitch move, right?
What's going on, brother?
Don't let me walk out and my windows are busted. You know, I don't know. Shit, you could shake me before you could bust my windows out. If he shook me, I wouldn't think he was a bitch move. You bust my windows out. That was some bitch. You got me a little suspect.
Like, yeah, now I'm looking at you funny. You right. Getting the major.
Wait a minute. I want to hear from any woman who has.
Yes. Please contact us.
Please. Because I think I would just laugh.
We want to know how you would respond. Let's put that question out there. If a man busted the windows out of your car. Yeah. For whatever reason.
Or keyed your car. Or the dude keyed your car.
Maybe he found that you were seeing somebody else. And yes. He keys your car and breaks the windows. How do you respond?
Yeah.
And if this has happened to you.
Brothers, no. See, the thing is, brothers are a little crazier than us because they want to destroy the person. You know? I know a brother's like going after the person, you know, breaking through. Like, they probably bust the window trying to snatch you out or snatch him out. But they ain't just busting. But that would be some funny shit if you... The dude, I'm busting my like, yeah, this fool said all my tires on
this fool. He said you ain't going nowhere. And you can't reach him to get the shit fixed.
He'd be like, psycho. But, you know, for women, we'd be like a little different. Like, well, I'll admit, we just realized there's a double standard.
Yes, there is.
There's a double standard. Before I would throw her away as crazy, let's say the woman keyed your car.
Yeah.
Before I would call her crazy. I'd be like, what'd you do? Right? But if one of my homegirls told me she came out and do that keyed her car, I'm like, what? Girl, what?
You might want to look at him again. A little bit closer. Man,
check your perspective. Check the specs.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
All right. What's okay. Next? That's funny.
So you want to talk about being Mary Jane? All right, one real quick.
We'll do that real quick.
So somebody posted an article about how Claire Huxtable now morphed into Mary Jane.
Yes, Lord.
And Tori and I have talked a little bit about being Mary Jane.
Mm-hmm. See, the first time it was when I was sick, my food poisoning.
Mm.
I had to get food poisoning to be able to sit and watch that show. And it just made my stomach worse. So, I haven't seen many episodes. I just caught a couple that night and I was laying there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wasn't feeling it, you know. One, I'm disappointed with TV. And not that we're supposed to get life from TV. We're not, you know.
Right.
We get life from living life.
Right.
But it just seems like it's very far and few that you just see happy, good relationships on television as it relates to Black folks.
Right.
Which is why they, you know, equated it to or compared it to Claire Huxtable. That's how long it's been since we've just seen a Black couple getting along on television without all the extra drama.
Right.
And I felt like here you have this single woman and it's the typical character. Like, she's single. She's so confused and very successful and well put together on the outside, but she struggles in relationships. And, you know, that's the only way we can be cast
right
and seen. And so this one, you know, she's a you know I'm old because I was saying to my friend the word mistress. And she's like, damn, bitch, you older than called a mistress as a side chick. But, so I just caught myself. Gabby was not a mistress. She was a side chick. Mm-hmm. But, you know, her, this struggle, this obsession, this infatuation with being the side chick and how it's almost like this acceptable place now.
Yeah.
And it is in real life, it is in some relationships, the side chick. We know who she is. We know what it's all about. But damn it, we're tired of seeing it. Number one.
Right.
Number two, you know, if they're going to write about it, I'm like, let's really write about it. I mean, they show her somewhat depressed and having her bad moments. And I haven't seen all of the show, so somebody might be like, oh, no, they do show that side. But show the real, like, broken person she will be when she walks away, if she ever walks away.
Right.
You know? And do side chicks become wives? Yes, they do. You know? But any woman who's been in that predicament, and I will admit I've been in that predicament, will have to be honest with herself and say, there's some side effects to that shit.
Yeah.
There's some serious side effects,
yeah.
You know, to doing that.
Yeah.
You may not think so. You go in glamorous. That's the thing. They paint her as this glamorous. She's got this successful career, so she's all put together.
Right.
And then at the end, you know, they just play this fabulous love song. I think I caught the finale, the two finale episodes.
Okay.
And she just walks away, you know, like, I'm going to put myself back together. But there's some realness. There's some realness that's not being told. You know, mm-hmm. And I guess they don't have time to tell it in a show. And maybe that show's just not it. It's just for the drama.
Right.
But I didn't like it, you know.
Yeah.
And then the other piece, and it's interesting because I would see people post about this show on Facebook. And I have a Facebook friend who's a friend of mine from high school and junior high. Junior high and high school, actually. And she comes across so self-righteous, you know, mm-hmm. And, you know, she goes in for the kill on the side chick Gabby when Gabby gives this being number two speech. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people remember that. But she, what made me be able to watch the show was because, you know, this Facebook friend of mine, she gets so self-righteous and everything. And she talked about this side two speech. And then when I saw it, I was like, wow, you know, shows like this create a division between married women and single women, because a married woman sees this and all she believes, or, and not every married woman will do this, but have this perception that single women are struggling to get into relationships. And through this struggle, what they're doing is they're sleeping with married men. And there are some single women that are good and just single at the point in time.
Right.
You know, and I think that's probably the part that bothers me also, is like how the single woman is portrayed. Like, she's like obsessed about being in a relationship and always conflicted and can't handle a relationship. Like, I've been a single woman, you know, and I'm not all those things,
right,
you know,
right.
Especially not all at once. I'm like, God damn, you know, like it's just all messed up, you right. know, just all messed up.
Right.
And guess what? There are some moments of being single where there's at peace with it, you know, and there are points of it where, yeah, it sucks. And yeah, there are points at it where, you know, you do find yourself in messed up relationships, but married people do too. You know, I think that's all people.
Yeah. That's a human thing.
And I don't know. That show, I was just like, this is whack. You know, this is whack. And that number two speech, like, girl, boo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know exactly what she said, but she was basically saying that, you know, there are perks to being number two because you don't have to put in all the work that number one has to put in. And, you know, number one, when number one drops the ball, number two's right there to pick it back up. You know,
that's so sad.
Really? Now you're about to give that option to women.
Right. And see, I remember a few years ago, the same time we did that Black Women Speak roundtable, we did Black Men Speak.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the topics on the table was Claire Huxtable as the prototype of the Black woman.
Right.
And the brothers went around and discussed why she was so highly regarded as the ultimate choice for a man. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, you hear people spout so quickly, well, Claire Huxtable is not realistic. And my question always becomes, well, if the shit that we see on TV is realistic, if that extreme is right. realistic, why is the extreme of a Claire Huxtable not realistic?
Yeah.
Why is that not a possibility for a woman to be gracious, have a good career, have a family, have a good relationship with her husband? Right. And the thing is, what I loved about that show is that I never walked away from there coming to the conclusion that Claire and Cliff have a perfect life.
No.
It's a sitcom, one. Two, I know that we were only seeing these snatches, and that if this couple were to exist,
right,
there obviously would have to be some complications. There's some shit going on. You got five kids. They in college.
Right.
Doctor, lawyer, what the fuck? It don't even matter. Right. There's some shit happening.
Right.
With that many children, with that level of, yeah, of what you're dealing with.
Kids coming back to live at the house.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You know, and within your marriage, if you're dealing with all those various dynamics, you've gone through your fair share of shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I think that we are too easily persuaded that shit between us can be bad.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, right. Hence, you know, the Mary Jane, that's always. And why do people just love watching like the single woman just struggle and suffer?
Yeah, I hate that bullshit. That. Because she's glamorous all throughout. She's popping bottles and shit with the homies. And our life is wonderful and fun. And it's like, no, that shit gets to be tiring.
Yeah, exactly. You know, not. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but I will say this. And this is no disrespect to Gabby Union. She sure played that part well. Shit. I was like,
are you playing?
Right. Like,
sometimes you see people in roles and it's like, this shit fit imitation like a glove.
Imitation of life. Like, girl. Now, you know, like, okay, in the extreme of like freezing semen, like, come on, dude. Who does that? Like, who does that? But I mean, she just was like, I was like, Gabby, you know what?
Side eye.
Yeah, I had to give Gabby the side eye. Like, girl, are you acting?
What?
Or just being yourself? I'm just playing. I'm not going to slam the system like that. I'm not.
We don't know you. Sorry.
We don't. You know, but I, you know, I'm sure she got some people thinking like, well, shit, that's how she got Dwayne Wade. Right. You know? What's, I don't know his wife's name that, you know.
Ooh, girl, it's the name like Sylvain?
Sylvain or something.
Something
like that.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then that poor girl, they portrayed her as crazy.
Well, it doesn't help that in that situation, publicly, Gabby was the side chick. So it's like.
Yeah.
You know? Leave room for question marks.
Right.
But she knows that.
Right. But yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm disgusted. I want to see some good stuff, some happy stuff.
Yes, can we get some good black
shows?
Yeah,
you know,
I don't want to see the black woman held up and glorified as the side chick. It's enough with Scandal. It's enough with
being Mary Jane. All of our roles are gonna be side chicks.
Yeah, we need to move away from that. Like, we keep going all over the place, right? So we're maids for the longest time ever. We are domesticated like a motherfucker.
Right.
Then we're raising hella kids, whether we're poor or rich. We got a lot of children.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with people having kids. I'm not trying to bag on that, but I'm just talking about stereotypes.
Right.
Then we seem to move into like attitude girl, round the way girl, that chick. Right. Then it went from that chick to strippers. Then
she go sliding down that pole.
Right. And we've been on the strippers kind of for a long time. We rode the stripper way for a while.
Right.
Then it went now the space of the black woman. First, we had a moment of going out of fashion for a while, but now that we're back in fashion is as the side chick.
Right. The exclusive side chick.
Right.
We done moved up, though. We ain't just anybody's side chick.
No, we the side chick to president.
Right. We ain't just because we've become so accomplished now.
Right.
That we, you know, we are selective with who we are going to be side chicks for. You know, the jump off has just been upgraded.
Yeah. I want to see some healthy love between
some
people.
Lord.
At this point, I don't even give a damn what your race is. Yeah, show me some healthy relationships.
Yes, right.
In depiction,
but
please.
We get it's just TV, so don't y'all get all serious.
Yeah, don't get all bent
but
out of shape.
I would like to hear what the, don't get all bent out of shape, what the audience thinks about being Mary Jane.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we recognize we do put a critical eye on a lot of stuff here, but that's what we do. That's what we do with Black Ears. We look at things through a particular lens because everything isn't acceptable. And to me, that's what art is there for.
Right,
you know, you appreciate it.
Yeah, but you can critique it and question it and challenge it.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Because it's powerful.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
But I don't know, y'all. Y'all check Gabby out. And then she seemed way too real. Way too real. Like, Gabby, you better watch it. It's going to be a gang of married women coming after you.
Yeah, and let's, you know what? Let's just make a vow now, people who are listening, sisters who are listening. If you were married, you are not going to start believing that all your single homegirls are trying to come after your dude and you be having the side eye their asses. Right. And single chicks, don't get no ideas.
Right. Don't get no ideas.
Everybody
stealing semen is not okay.
No. Every wife is not taking care of home.
Right.
Don't get fucked up.
And trust your men. They're still good men out there.
There, yes, it is.
There's still good men out there. So trust them.
Yes.
Trust them.
So thank you, y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This was fun.
Yes. As always, we love to come together with the Brown Girl Hour. We thank you guys for supporting us. We want to shout you out for retweeting us.
Hey.
Listening to us, making comments and showing your support. We appreciate the encouragement. We hope you continue to listen.
To the Brown Girls.
Yes.
Because the Brown Girls love you.
Yes. And we're on Facebook, of course, through the Black Is Magazine fam. And you can find us on Twitter at Black Is Magazine. And if you have feedback for us, call the hotline at 323-455-4219. Let me not forget the phone number.
We both worked today. It's been a long day.
You don't even understand. Yeah. Daylight savings time too.
Yes. We are for real brown girls get up and go to work.
Exactly.
And then bring you us in the afternoon.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So we hope you appreciate it. We love y'all.
Peace.
Peace.
I'm serious. I live up to my rep. I'm serious. And I never have sex. I'm serious.